indictments later, he's still number one. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and former President Trump remains the frontrunner by far in the first Fox News power rankings for the 2024 Republican White House race.
The former president leading by 30 to 40 points in most national polls, followed by Ron DeSantis in second place. The Florida governor remains the main alternative to Trump, and in most national polls, Tim Scott is a distant third.
Fox's Alexis McAdams.
We know that campaign fundraising is key, right, to win this race. Trump reigns supreme on that, too.
In a new AP NORC poll surveying all voters, not just Republicans, 53% say they will definitely not vote for Trump. Crews keep searching the ashes and ruins in wildfire-charred Hawaii, where more than 1,000 people remain unaccounted for. 106 are confirmed dead. President Biden's planning to go there.
The president will meet with first responders and survivors on Monday on a trip with the first lady to Maui. President Biden will also get briefings on the federal, state, and local responses in the wake of wildfires on the island, now among the deadliest ever in U.S. history.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House, where today the president will tout the law he signed a year ago to fight climate change. But Democrats call it the Inflation Reduction Act. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox,
even if inflation goes to zero tomorrow, we're still going to be stuck with these higher prices, which are a direct result of President Biden's economic policy.
There's a showdown today in North Carolina over transgender issues as the Republican-led legislature attempts to override two of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's vetoes.
One would stop physicians from performing surgeries or administering hormones to minors in attempts to change a patient's gender. The other bill would prevent biological males from playing on girls' sports teams in public school and in college.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, this just in, Pure Talk just added more 5G data to every plan and is now including a mobile hotspot with no price increase at all whatsoever. Just $20 a month for unlimited talk, unlimited text, and now 50% more 5G data, plus you get mobile hotspot. Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com. Enter the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, to make the switch to Pure Talk. And you do it now, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code Sean.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 6 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Former President Donald Trump's Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been looking to move his charges in the 2020 Georgia election case to a federal court. Meadows is looking to make the move so he can ask the judge to dismiss the case. Attorneys for Meadows said in filing that he is entitled to remove the action in federal court because the charges against him give him a raise to federal defense. The virtual author talks with best-selling authors and thought leaders around the country continue at Yuma County Library. Learn more about the series of speakers and who the library will be talking to this month at yumadailynews.com. A man in Tempe is dead when he was shot by a police officer. It happened while officers were responding to calls of a subject breaking into cars when the man allegedly pulled out a gun. One officer opened fire and hit the man, and he later died with his wounds. If you have ideas for a local news story, you could always send us an email. That email is newsroom@yumadailynews.com. Go ahead and send us your story and I'll take a look. That's news for now. I'm Kendra White.
Women eating dangerously. Back in 1 minute with your food chain. Question of the day.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most, finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. Call 800-438-1391, 800-438-1391, 800-438-1391. That's 800-438-1391. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Being vegan could raise the risk of cancer for women. That is the conclusion of a French study that tracked the eating habits of 65,000 postmenopausal women. The researchers found that women on unhealthy vegan diets consisting of chips, soft drinks, and white rice were up to 20% more likely to develop breast cancer than those women who eat healthy vegan foods. The French researchers say their findings prove that just because a diet does not contain meat does not mean it is a healthy diet. Question. Do you think vegan diets are more healthy, more ethical, both, or neither?
This is Joan, enjoying some me time up on the rim. This is Simon and his friends paddling the Salt River.
And this is Brad. Brad is... well, no one knows where Brad is.
What they all have in common is that they went to azmbdnow.gov to quickly and easily renew their registration or 30 other services. So go to azmbdnow.gov and get more time to enjoy
all the things you love.
Sponsored by ADOT in partnership with the Arizona Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Kimberly Cahill, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And this is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Chamber. We have Russ Clark in here with us this morning, as always. Good morning. Why are you laughing at me?
I'm not.
Because I'm not on my game this morning.
You're fine.
I feel like I'm not on my game this morning. I don't know what exactly it is, but we'll get through this because we have a pro in here with us today because we've got Carol Brown from WACOG. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
So I know Carol's going to get me through it.
What's she a pro at?
She's a pro at talking about dementia and Alzheimer's. That I do know.
That's what I was afraid of.
I know, because what everybody doesn't know is when we got in here this morning, Russ said we're not going to talk about any old people diseases, and I said good luck with that.
The first thing I get is this form. It says age 65 plus. See?
Yeah.
I'm just barely getting there. Profiled, I guess.
You are. Right. Yes, but just barely.
I'll live with it.
You know, but you don't look a day over 64, so it's okay.
It's all right.
Carol, well, aren't you sorry you came in here this
morning? Not at all. Not at all. You know what? And I realize that when I come and talk on a subject like this, that some of it's not good news, but I do have good news that I'll be sharing today as well.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
Even though we're facing some tough stuff, we're making headway in the state of Arizona.
And I wish everybody could see Carol this morning because purple is the color, the
yeah.
purple ribbon and everything. And so Carol, whenever she comes in to join us, she's always wearing purple, but she's absolutely lovely today. She's got a dark purple blouse on with a cardigan over the top with purple floral. It's absolutely lovely. So she's rocking her purple.
Thank you. Yes. And it's just a reminder wherever I go, my buttons that I wear and
yep.
when people ask questions about the purple, I can share mm-hmm. that it represents, yes, Alzheimer's. It represents older adults. And so mm-hmm. purple is the color. And purple also represents royalty. So it actually all ties into honoring and respecting our older adults. And certainly when we're on a topic about Alzheimer's, we need to respect and show dignity to those that are facing this disease.
You look surprised, Russ.
Well, no, I just put a smiling because now you have to respect me, Kim. I'm older.
I know, yes. And she's right because royalty, purple used to only be allowed to be worn by royalty. So, mm-hmm. so Russ, you're just going to have to start wearing purple.
I don't have purple.
Well, we'll have to remedy that. So, and it is a serious topic, and I'm going to just say that I don't know anybody that hasn't been touched by Alzheimer's, and that being said, it's kind of one of those things that sometimes if you don't laugh about it, you'll cry about it, because it is so difficult. And as Carol knows, and I've discussed this recently too, is I just lost someone close to me to a form of dementia just a few months ago. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a disclaimer. If I do laugh about something, please know that I am not taking this lightly. It's just that I can either laugh about it on air, or you can hear me, you know, crying on air, which nobody wants to hear this early in the morning. So,
and I will tell you, I have a friend. He's a fellow advocate. His name is Leonard. He lives up in Phoenix, and we've worked together this entire year advocating on behalf of those with Alzheimer's. And he has early onset Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. He is a delight. Mm-hmm. He smiles all the time. And he had buttons made that literally said, although I have this disease, I will not let this disease have me. Mm-hmm. I choose joy. Mm-hmm. And he'll talk. Every time he talks and he testifies or advocates, he tells people, I want to remain happy. Mm-hmm. I want to keep my joy even though I'm fighting this disease. And he is infectious. And it is important for folks who are dealing with this diagnosis and their caregivers to be able to find joy in each day, because it is a challenge. It mm-hmm. is hard for them. And that's in part what we want to do through WACOG and through our efforts regarding Alzheimer's. We want to help people find the supports that they need and to remember that there can still be joy in the journey, and we want to help them do that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so that's, I kind of want to make a disclaimer, because sometimes I'll make light of it, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm not taking it seriously. Believe me, it's been a couple months now that I had someone close to me pass away of dementia. So in fact, I'll sit here and tear up if I think about it. So, yep, we're going to let Carol take this.
Okay. Well, I've talked about it before. We know that Arizona is the fastest growing state in the nation for the diagnosis of Alzheimer's. It's not something we want to be known for, but it is our reality.
And why do you think that is?
There's multiple factors. We are a favored state for retirement, mm-hmm. whether they folks have stayed here for decades and this is their home and they retire out, or they've come as a winter visitor and it ultimately becomes their permanent home because their other home might be in snow country, where it's much more difficult for them to age and have the quality of life they want. So mm-hmm. they'll choose Arizona as their final destination for home. Also, folks don't necessarily know this. So with the prevalence of the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, you have a higher percentage rate of having Alzheimer's if you are Hispanic, mm-hmm. if you are Black, and if you're a woman, it's twice as likely that you will develop Alzheimer's.
Wow.
I thought that was the opposite. I thought it was men more.
No.
At least that's a relief.
It's women. And so just looking at, if you look at demographics, that can be a huge cause, which leads me to the next piece that just came out. We finally have the information broken down by county, and Yuma County has the highest prevalence in the state. We have the highest percentage rate, and people were shocked by that. But we have to remember who makes up our population in mm-hmm. Yuma County. We've got a really large Hispanic culture with our South County portion mm-hmm. of the county, and we have a lot of women. When you meet folks, older adults, lots of times even living on their own, many of them are women,
mm-hmm.
and the older you get, it is also more likely you will develop Alzheimer's. So longer life is mm-hmm. typically women. And so all of these pieces are key and a part to this. And we are a favorite area to retire in. And listen, our statistics for older adults living in Arizona, it's pretty high. We're sitting right around 20% of our population are older adults.
Let me ask you, is there there's keys that would make Alzheimer's more prevalent? I know some of it could be places that you live because it may have a certain contaminants, or it may have something.
There isn't as much information on that, but certainly your diet, okay. your activity.
Okay.
So some of it could be cultural. Let's say if you're just not eating really well,
right.
And you're favoring high fat and low quality food, that can certainly affect you. High blood pressure, they've already done the studies years and years ago of the correlation between high blood pressure and Alzheimer's. So it's really important that people make decisions for their own lives and decide, I'm going to choose autonomy over my own life and my health, and I'm going to make decisions that are wise for me, because it does matter, and that's it's tough to do, but we all have a choice that we can make on how we're going to live, what we're going to eat, if we're going to exercise, if we're going to exercise our brains, if we're going to do the things that are going to help us remain as healthy as possible for as long as possible. And those are all key elements to Alzheimer's. Right. You know, and there's a lot of work being done. There's so much research being done on Alzheimer's and different aspects and effects, cause and effect. It's mind-boggling how much work is being done worldwide in the research. And a lot of it's being done right here in Arizona, mm-hmm. which is exciting because we have universities and we have, you know, Banner Health Research, and we have the Alzheimer's Consortium. We have a lot of experts that are working on research and looking for the cause and effect. And, of course, the efforts that have been made to develop new medications that don't cure the disease. There is still no cure. But there are medications that have just now come on the market that have received FDA final approval and are now released. And CMS finally moved the needle from refusing to cover it to they will cover it.
I'm sorry, I don't know what CMS is.
Oh, the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay.
Been talking about CMS for a while, and I forget, you know, we got to stop using those letter names because not everybody's familiar with them.
You know what? Clearly, I'm not afraid to ask.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm like, I'll ask if I don't know what something is. You know, for one, I kind of assume that if I don't know what it is, maybe somebody else listening doesn't know what it is either. So
absolutely.
I was not one of those students in school that just kind of sat back, clearly.
Yes, yeah. And so we know for not only Arizona, but now we know for Yuma, and honestly, you know, WACOG covers Yuma, La Paz, Mojave, that we're facing some higher numbers in the region that we serve regarding Alzheimer's.
Okay, well, we'll get back to that after this break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, serving Arizona for over 20 years.
Did you know there are resources out there to support every Arizona service member, veteran, and their family? The Be Connected program is available statewide at no cost. We're here to help you navigate the system and get connected to whatever resources you need. Call 866-4AZ-VETS to talk directly to caring people professionally trained to help you. This message is brought to you by the Arizona Coalition for Military Families, the Arizona Department of Veteran Services, and Arizona's Be Connected partners.
Big surge in tropical moisture from the Pacific heading our way by the end of the week. That will bring us some rain, some cooler weather as well. It is very hot, though, today and tomorrow. 111 today, 113 tomorrow. Friday, starting to cool some, 108 the high. Saturday, we've got rain and perhaps some heavy rain as well. Scattered storms, 96 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel.
I'm an Arizona truck driver. I deliver food, medicine, supplies, and hope.
And during times of crisis, I support our communities. But every day I see people putting lives and families at risk.
Distracted driving is deadly. Period. Be aware, be safe, and visit sharetheroadaz.com and find tips on how to drive safely around trucks.
This message is sponsored by the Arizona Trucking Association Foundation.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
What do you get when you combine a round of golf with a strike or two with the excitement of playing the slots? What do you get? All the fun under the sun. And that's what you'll find and more at Kokopah Casino and Resort, South Highway 95 in Somerton, kokopahresort.com. We're celebrating 30 years of winning at Kokopah. You can win up to $30,000 with our 30th anniversary cash bash, 3:30 to 9 o'clock every Friday and Saturday in August. Taking care
of business. And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have Carol Brown with WACOG. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So Carol always comes so prepared. So we have all these things in front of me that I can look at. And one of the things that really caught my attention was the estimated increase of people with Alzheimer's who are 65 and older. In 2020, there was 150,000. In 2025, it's estimated. And this is Arizona only.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In 2025, 200,000.
Yes, and that will be with a diagnosis. And I always want to point out to folks, keep in mind we're talking 65 and above for these numbers. So this is no one below 65 or those that are being diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's, which can be in your 40s and 50s.
Right.
And those that aren't diagnosed at all, which we have
a huge
amount of people that are likely who just they're walking around and they're in the early stages of Alzheimer's and they do not have a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand there is a lot of fear that is involved with this disease. Mm-hmm. And many folks don't want to go to the doctor. They don't want to get a diagnosis. And we really need to equip our physicians to be better prepared.
Mm-hmm.
To provide the cognitive testing that can happen every year if you're at Medicare age, to do that and to have those hard conversations with their patients. It's tough, we know, for the physician to have to sit down with their patient and tell them about this diagnosis when there's no cure. And so doctors are in a very difficult position to mm-hmm. have to render heartbreaking news to their patient, where if it were cancer, there can be treatments, there can be surgeries, there can be steps that they can mm-hmm. move towards. And with Alzheimer's, there isn't. Although,
I was just gonna
recently,
say.
Things have changed if folks will get an early diagnosis. Because the drugs that have now been placed under final approval by the FDA, I think everybody knows Federal Drug Administration, So they have received final approval. And now CMS, Centers for Medicaid and Medicare, so our Medicare folks who are relying on that coverage, these medications will now be covered at an appropriate percentage. And mm-hmm. they're also going to make an easy method for physicians to be able to log on to a portal to record their patient that they want to be put on these drugs, one of them being Leqembi is the most recent one. There's going to be another one that's going to be out very, very soon also. And with each version of this drug, it's doing a better job. The clinical trials are showing phenomenal mm-hmm. results. But these drugs are only if you are in the range of mild cognitive impairment or you're in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Once you get past that level of mm-hmm. the disease, these drugs are no longer effective. So we need folks to go in and see their doctors. And if it ends up being Alzheimer's, to catch it while it's in the early stages so that these drugs are available to them to use.
Mm-hmm.
This can give them the opportunity to expand the amount of time where they stay at that level of lower cognitive impairment. Many folks will still be able to work. They'll still be able to drive. They can be very interactive, take part in hobbies and sports and all the things that they've been doing. They can still do and prolong perhaps for a couple of years being in that stage of the disease, which also buys more time while research continues to find that cure.
Mm-hmm. So, Carol, what would the other advantages, in your opinion, what are the advantages of getting the diagnosis? I mean, if the doctor can't help me anyway, although, like, if the opinion is, wait, the doctor can't help me anyway, what difference does it make if I go to the doctor and get a diagnosis or if I just live with this?
It is honestly quality of life, because if you receive a diagnosis as early as possible, you're in the driver's seat. You have the opportunity to make decisions for yourself. Mm-hmm. You can determine what you want to do with your time and your energy. You can make your own plans, those advanced care directives, which are critical. You have time with your family to really work through this process and for everybody to be able to come to a place of understanding about the disease and how mm-hmm. to best support their loved one. You can still make decisions about work, about travel, who you mm-hmm. want to spend your time with. Some people call it a bucket list, but all of these things are more readily available to you to make your own decisions the earlier that you know. Also, on the flip side, you don't know that it's Alzheimer's.
I was just going to say, and what if it's not Alzheimer's?
It could be another health issue. Mm-hmm. And if you're avoiding seeing the doctor because you're afraid that's what you're going to hear, you could be prolonging getting the right diagnosis and getting the treatment that you need. We have encountered many people through WACOG who have come to us, caregivers, really scared for their loved one, thinking they have Alzheimer's, and ultimately going through the process of seeing the physician, getting the testing and the diagnosis, find out it's not Alzheimer's at all. And it was a treatable health issue that they could have resolved a year prior, 2 years prior. So it's really critical to find, you know, look, we're not doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Let's let them do their job and provide the testing and navigate that patient through what they need to verify what's going on. And the sooner the better. I provide educational opportunities to the community. And one of them that I've done is really talking about how that individual can still have joy in every day. And how you, as the support system, whether you're the direct caregiver or you're the friends and neighbors, extended family around them, how you can better communicate and support them and help provide that joy to their days. So the earlier, the sooner that you know, the better equipped you're going to be. And really, truly, I mean this with all my heart, you will have better quality of life. You really will. Because shocking the family when it's already at a level that those drugs are not available, that mom or dad or a grandparent, that loved one can't make their own decisions, and now it's the caregiver that's scrambling to try to figure out what to do, including what do I do now? I don't have legal documents in place. Mm-hmm. There's so much complication and stress and heartbreak that comes when you're shocked by it at a later stage mm-hmm. than when you're in the early stages and you all have time to process and make decisions together. And get that support system going.
I was just going to say, and so also to me, if you get the diagnosis, you can start getting the services in place so that you don't have a caregiver that gets burnt out, because all of a sudden, you know, they're like, what do I do? I know I have to be home 24/7 and I can't do this anymore. And you end up with the caregiver having their own health issues due to the stress and
absolutely
everything that they're going through. And
that's why a lot of our services through WACOG for our aging are directly for caregivers
mm-hmm.
because they have the most difficult job on the face of the earth. It is 24/7, and without assistance and supports, their health can deteriorate mm-hmm. and they will face a really tough road trying to take care of that loved one when they're not able to take care of themselves. So we focus not only on the older adult who needs our services mm-hmm. directly, but also on that caregiver who is also our client, because we want to make sure they're getting the supports that they need. You look at some of these numbers, and in the state of Arizona, we have, and this is the last estimate, over 261,000 unpaid caregivers. Imagine what would happen to the state if those individuals weren't available to provide mm-hmm. care for their loved one, and somehow the state would have to try to pick up the tab for that. Their time is worth almost $11 billion.
That's with a B.
That's with a B, $11 billion.
That's nearly our budget.
Yeah.
So the effect of Alzheimer's on a community, on a state, is huge. It is mm-hmm. horrific. And the more we get in front of it and the more we bring awareness to the forefront, the more we talk about this, the more we help people make good decisions with an early diagnosis and supports that they can find, the better job we're going to do at really having a strong community. And obviously for Yuma, this is very real.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel we've known it for years, couldn't prove it. Now we have statistics to say this is where we stand. And that's why so much work is being done, even if it seems like it's behind the scenes, where WACOG and the Alzheimer's Association, we work together. And I know we need to pick back up on that in a minute.
Yeah, we will. We will. That, let's take a break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
It's hot. It's sizzling hot, but not as hot as the sizzling summer deals at Potticombs RV Centers. Check out this sizzling deal of the day. New 2022 Rockwood Extreme Sports 2280 VHESP. Stock number 3602. Folding pop-up camper with two tent end beds. Booth dinette with drop leaf table. Residential style cabinets. Hot water package with outside shower. Room to add the optional shower porta potty. Front deck storage and USB ports. On sale at $20,990. Today at Bobby Combs RV Centers in Yuma. With deals so hot, they sizzle.
Ooh. Wee, that's hot.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Thanks so much for listening. Mark, you're on.
Glenn, thanks for everything you do. And just as an aside, any day that you're feeling down about things in general, just know that you are Churchill to millions of us.
Holy cow. And is that a fat joke? Or?
No.
I really appreciate that. Thank you. Way too kind.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
The Glenn Beck Show, weekdays at 4 on 560 KBLU.
Hello, Yuma. This is Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. We are installing our all-fiber network throughout your community. At Allo, we believe that businesses and homes deserve world-class internet, crystal-clear TV, and dependable phone services. With Allo, enjoy great customer service, no contracts, free installation, and real savings. At our core, Allo is committed to being honest, exceptional, local, and hassle-free. To find out more, visit us at allofiber.com/Yuma.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. And always, as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few announcements. First of all, if you haven't seen it yet, and you're a member of the Chamber and, of course, in the business community, we are doing business conversations with Mayor Nichols in the city of Yuma. These will be at Yuma City Hall, and they're all on Tuesdays, all at 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. But we, in order to keep it so that we have enough seats for everybody, we've divided these by segments. So the first one is actually coming up pretty quickly, August 22nd. It is hospitality, tourism, and retail. And so we ask everybody, there is no charge to attend these. However, we do ask that everybody please pre-register at yumachamber.org again so that we can make sure we have enough seats available for these conversations with the mayor. But all of the dates are at yumachamber.org in our events. Again, they're all on Tuesdays. There's one on August 22nd, September 12th, September 26th, October 10th, October 24th, all at City Hall. For example, the first one, again, hospitality, tourism, retail. As everybody that's been listening, we have Carol Brown with WACOG. Hers is going to be October 24th because that is medical, personal services, and professional services. So clearly that's where this particular topic would fit in. But all the listings are on our website, so please go there. And if you're interested, please register. Again, no cost to register. We're just trying to get a count so that we know we have enough seats for everybody. Also, our next mixer is coming Wednesday, August 23rd, Vacay with AEA. It's AEA Federal Credit Union. They always have such amazing mixers. And fortunately, we know that since everybody fits in their lobby, which is another place we can go get cool. So there will be that. Then Thursday, September 14th, we get Carol back. Yay! So Thursday, September 14th from 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. is our next Good Morning Yuma. And again, we also get AEA back because AEA is the sponsor and Carol Brown is the speaker. That is going to be at the Paradise Event Center on September 14th. And we are already gearing up for our Mega Mixer and Expo, which are coming up October 27th and 28th. Our booth spaces are over half sold out. So if you're thinking about getting a booth, a vendor booth, please go on our website quickly and fill out the request form so that we can get one reserved. I'm not even sure we have any left with electric. That last I looked, we were getting down to the end of the booths that have electric. So take a look, the vendor booth request form, there's actually a map so you can see where the available booth spaces are still available. So make sure you go on our website, yumachamber.org/events. It's super easy to go find the events directly, but if you just go to yumachamber.org, there's an events button right on the front page. And speaking of which, that is where you can also put your own events. We are allowing everyone to put their events on the Chamber's calendar. It doesn't cost anything. And you can also see the featured events. The easiest way to add your event is actually to go to a different website, localyuma.com. Towards the bottom of the homepage, there's a button that says add event. And that will give you all the instructions on how to get your event added, how to add it yourself if you're a chamber member, how to fill out the form if you're not a chamber member, how to purchase extra things if you want, you know, more detailed things to be included in our printed one, to be a featured event, anything like that. And so, again, localyuma.com has all the events there. And so with that, let's get back to the show. Of course, we have Russ Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning. And speaking of events, Carol.
Yes.
Carol Brown with WACOG is here. I happen to know that they've got an event on our calendar.
Yes. And yeah, take advantage of it, folks, because we were thrilled we got to put this up. It's important. It's that time of year again.
It is that. Oh, my gosh. I was just talking. I have events even now in the evenings on the weekdays. And that's part of where the calendar of events came from, was because we discovered in the chamber, we pretty much know when the events are, but not always. There's been times that somebody said, well, I did this last week. And I went, wait, I would have done this last weekend, but I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah.
And at the chamber, we usually do know what's happening. So we decided, you know, that, okay, let's just open up our calendar to everybody for free. No, it doesn't matter if you're a member or not. Open it up to everybody because we have so many great things going on in Yuma, whether it's just something for fun or something like the Walk to End Alzheimer's that's coming up November 4th.
Yes, absolutely. It's that time of year. So we are actively working right now. It's time to build teams. It's mm-hmm. time for our sponsors to come on board. It's time for volunteers to sign up. We're thrilled. We're back at West Wetlands Park, which is just really a fabulous location to hold the walk.
Mm-hmm.
It's Saturday, November 4th, so the weather is nice. I had promised our mayor I would get it off Veterans Day weekend, so we were able to get it the weekend before.
Well, and especially because now that weekend's going to be the Balloon Festival, yeah. So that would have been a big problem.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So we're excited that we've moved it mm-hmm. forward by a week, but the weather's much nicer. It's going to have a new layout and format for those of you who have attended and participated in Walk in past years. You know, every year we're looking for how we can improve it and have a better connection to the community and community partners that will be out there sharing their resources and information. So there's just always a lot going on. I always tell people it's an exciting day. It's high in emotion, whether it's laughter or it's tears. It's going to include everything. Our opening ceremony is extremely special and very emotional. But it's important. A lot of what people don't know is also many of our folks who are living in our community with Alzheimer's and their caregivers attend the walk because they want to come out and see the people who are supporting them. This is a fundraiser. This is to raise money for Alzheimer's disease. And yes, it supports the Yuma County community. That's really critical. Kim can see it right now. I have resources laid out here from the Alzheimer's Association, who we partner with at WACOG. I'm able to bring all of these things back from their offices that aren't located in Yuma, but we bring all these resources back to share with our community because the walk affords us that opportunity to do so. So we make sure that we are rich in resources and can help folks get navigated to the assistance that they need, whether it be through the Area Agency on Aging with us or it's directly through the Alzheimer's Association. We want to make sure we provide these things to our Yuma community, and the walk helps us do all that. These funds support, of course, research, but they support our community. So now's the time to get signed up. We need our teams. We need our walkers. We need our sponsors, and we need our volunteers.
And I happen to know, not from personal experience, but 2 years ago, my son was on your team.
Yes,
actually, and then ended up not walking because he ended up working a water station that morning. But he still did the fundraising ahead of time, and you know what, he got a lot out of it. He was, especially because at that point he hadn't been personally affected by it yet. He knew that I'd had an uncle with it, but he hadn't been personally affected by it yet. But I think now when he talks about, and I realize it wasn't Alzheimer's specifically, but he said, oh, he remembered then when we told him that Grandma Judy had dementia, and then when Grandma Judy passed, he remembered his time for walk to end Alzheimer's and how that was. He's like, oh, he specifically then was asking me, he's like, so will some of the money that I raised back then help other people like that, you know, maybe not get sick or once they get diagnosed, get that? And so to me, it was a perfect opportunity for young people. If you've got a high school student or, you know, he was in high school at the time, or a young adult. I was amazed at not only how much it helped him, you know, with just his own personal satisfaction of saying, oh, I did this, I helped, but how much it was looked at, you know, when it came time for scholarships, it came time for college admissions, it came time for, they wanted to see where he had volunteered, how many volunteer hours he had, and this is the perfect opportunity, and we apparently will get right back to that after this break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
As we wonder why school shootings keep happening, someone is lashing out at loved ones. As we argue about legislation, someone is posting threats on social media. As we continue to mourn the loss of innocent lives, someone is planning the death of more. Knowing the signs is the best way to prevent gun violence. Learn the signs at sandyhookpromise.org.
Be sure to listen to 560 KBLU every Friday morning from 8 to 9 for Money Talk, bringing you the latest information and changes in the world of finances. Brought to you by the partnerships of Academy Mortgage and Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management.
We are there in your community. Small business owners, mechanics, police officers, homemakers. And we are there serving our nation in the Air Force Reserve. When medical emergencies arise, we meet the challenge. In cybersecurity, protecting and defending in cyberspace. When natural disasters happen, we are there in space. As a strong part of the nation's defense, we are there in the community, and we are there for our nation. We share a vision to make a difference, united and focused, taking pride in being there in service of our country. We are Reserve Citizen Airmen, and we are there with over 180 different jobs to serve your country.
Air Force Reserve.
NPR has been accused of racism. Back in 1 minute with your politics question of the day.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better, too, for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-226-1471. 800-226-1471. 800-226-1471. That's 800-226-1471.
Recent layoffs by NPR have led several disgruntled employees to appeal to the public for help. The Louder Than a Riot podcast took to Twitter, stating that all of the podcast staffers who were fired were minorities or members of the LGBTQ community. Bloomberg reported in late March that the cuts were projected after NPR sustained a $30 million sponsorship deficit this year. In response to the allegations of discrimination, NPR Chief Commissions Officer Isabel Lara told Bloomberg, "We treat our colleagues with the utmost compassion, respect, and dignity." Question: do you or do you not think NPR engaged in workplace discrimination?
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Phoenix area attorneys, Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark.
Morning.
Who is very quiet this morning.
I'm reading.
You're reading. Well, Carol's read a lot of literature. I have a lot to catch up on. And so we have Carol Brown with WACOG. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning.
And we were talking about the walk to end Alzheimer's, and yeah. I'm pushing for whether it's walking or volunteers, but that's I was mentioning before the break that my son did it a couple years ago, and not only did he get a lot out of it emotionally, but then he was personally impacted, didn't know that was going to happen.
Right, exactly.
But personally impacted after that, and then was even more happy that he had done that. But on top of it, then I know that, Carol, you ended up signing off on his, he had a volunteer hour list.
Yes, yeah. And, absolutely.
But it is a great opportunity for everyone. I mean, everyone in the community. But if you have a young person, that I cannot stress enough how great it was for my son, and hope that if you're a parent or grandparent or something, maybe mention November 4th. It's a Saturday. So it's...
And also school groups.
Perfect.
Church youth groups. This mm-hmm. is a perfect opportunity. We really do need a lot of volunteers mm-hmm. that day. So you can choose. You can be a team and you can walk. You can also volunteer around the walk time. So you can actually do both. Mm-hmm. And we do want the youth involved. We do want them to see the impact of how mm-hmm. they can be a part of helping their community members who are affected by this directly, whether they have a family member, a friend, a loved one that is dealing with this disease or not. Our folks that are living with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia love to see the youth out of there course. Supporting. And so it's a great opportunity. Was thrilled. We have a very diverse team for Team WACOG. That's actually not just staff that's part of the team. Mm-hmm. The whole community is invited to join if they want to. It's entirely up to them. We're excited this year because WACOG, the Area Agency on Aging, mm-hmm. has a council.
Okay.
And so our council members are made up of community officials.
Mm-hmm.
And so Councilwoman Carol Smith is on our team this year.
Okay.
And so is County Board of Supervisor Lynn Pancras, because
yay.
They both serve on our Council on Aging.
Okay.
So we're really excited that they're going to be there with us on our team. And that we just want to make sure that either you start your own team mm-hmm. or you join someone else's team. It's really simple to do. It takes a few minutes to get your team started, or you will be able to find the information at the same website location for being a sponsor or signing up to volunteer. It's all there. And if you'll just go to alls.org/walk, you're going to be able to plug in Yuma Walk and find all the information that you want. You can reach out to me directly. I'm happy to answer questions. I assist people every year with getting their team going or mm-hmm. getting the sponsorship forms that they need. Whatever it is, we're happy to do. So you can reach out to me directly. You can find me at 928-217-7115 or just call WACOG, the mm-hmm. Yuma office, and they will direct the call to me. Happy to help. That's going to be fabulous event this year.
I have a big question. Mm-hmm. Okay, how far do I have to walk?
You don't have to walk any further than you want to. They typically make a 2-mile route that okay. has a cutout in between on both sides. So let's say you want to do a mile, you can. You can start at the starting line and walk for a bit. Mm-hmm. You can turn around and come back if you want. Actually, as a walker, if you sign up to be part of the walk, you don't have to walk at all.
Yeah, Peyton didn't walk. I know
we have folks that don't
then.
Walk.
Okay.
Sometimes they're in a wheelchair or they're okay. using a walker, and so actually walking the route is not possible. But they want to be part of a team. Mm-hmm. They want to fundraise, and they do that, and they're still part of the effort. So you mm-hmm. don't actually have to walk it if you don't want to.
But you should.
Well, see, I've got some friends right now that have been. Getting healthier, and I'm watching them change clothes sizes and everything, and they're inspiring me that I'm like, okay, I need to do better. And I was thinking, well, what better way to get motivated than if I start walking several miles every day and so that I know that I can walk the 2 miles in the walk to end all time.
I was thinking you could do 20, do it 10 times.
Well, okay. I don't know how much time we have that day. but you know what? If people will help me fundraise 10 times the money, then
I was going to say,
you know,
that's the goal. That's the goal. That would be awesome. So please make sure you connect to Walk this year. Again, I'm happy to help anyone who wants more information, but just go to alls.org/walk, and you're going to find the details by typing in Yuma for the location, and the walk details are all there. Do you want some good news?
Okay,
do you want
always
some
good news.
Fabulous news.
Okay.
This year, for the first time ever at the state legislature, we were able to accomplish amazing things regarding Alzheimer's and supports that we have needed. We, in the budget, it ended up not having to be straight up bills. Although bills were introduced, it got folded into the budget as line items. And so we were able to increase the funding amount for research at the state of Arizona level. So $500,000 in additional funding, ongoing funding, was put into the budget for Alzheimer's research. This one, near and dear to my heart, this was exciting. Both of these, actually. We now will have a public health campaign, an awareness campaign, that is going to focus on rural Arizona communities. This bill was sponsored by Representative Tim Dunn. Mm. We asked for $500,000 in this, and through the graciousness of another legislator, they kicked in some funding that they had available to share, and it ended up being at $750,000 for an awareness campaign focused on our rural communities. Early diagnosis, getting that message out so that people know they should be looking for that and get to their physician.
And Carol, I was a little bit surprised before you get to the rest of your good news, but that's amazing that you asked for $500,000 and got $750,000. So, and I will, you know, thanks Tim Dunn for all that you do up in Phoenix for all of us. We were talking during the break, and you mentioned that people in rural and underserved communities actually have a higher prevalence of Alzheimer's diagnoses. So that's kind of something that it is nice to see that this public health campaign is going there.
And that's why this needed to happen, mm-hmm. because they don't have the same access to medical care. They may not have as good a healthy diet. They don't have the same access to socialization, physical activities, and then social isolation, period. Mm-hmm. That isolation piece can be huge for this. So this is really important, and we're thrilled this is going to happen. The last piece has been in the works for years, personally, I know this because we've been working on this for years. We are now going to have a dementia coordinator, a position that is placed in the Department of Health and staff. And we asked for funding for 1 year, and we ended up with funding that is non-lapsing that will go for 3 years to cover this position and administrative staff to support this coordinator, who will be able to start actually looking at the state as a whole and making the plans that we need in place. So that is really exciting that we are going to have this moving forward.
Okay. Well, real quick, in the seconds we have left, how can they reach you again?
Carol Brown, 928-217-7115.
And join us on November 4th for Walk to End Alzheimer's. Thanks for listening. This was Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Do you know about 211 Arizona? It's a free service to connect you with resources anywhere in Arizona. Housing assistance and eviction prevention, transportation and ride services, healthcare benefits, food resources, and even utility bill support. Talk to a live operator in English or Spanish 24 hours a day, every day of the year. Just dial 211 or visit 211arizona.org. Get connected, get answers, and get the help you need. This message is sponsored by 211 Arizona.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Every day, helping, connecting, saving. Every day at APS, we're here to help you save energy and money. Find a variety of savings tips that work with your APS rate plan during the summer and all year round. Get rebates on smart thermostats and more for your home or business. Pay about the same amount every month with budget billing and get help paying your bill with the APS Energy Support Program and other assistance options. For even more ways to save, visit aps.com/brighter.
Together.
Juntos.
Together.
We stand up to cancer.
On Saturday, August 19th, join Stand Up to Cancer.
We launched Stand Up to Cancer with a mission to make every cancer patient a long-term survivor.
Together, we can stand up for our family and friends and everyone who is battling this disease.
For all the inspiration.
A dream thought to be too big, too bold, too radical, and revolutionary.
All the laughter.
I'm here to teach you how to conduct a self-exam.
I thought I was getting a massage.
Right away you are.
I'm the only one that said they needed a theme song.
Stand up to cancer!
Celebrating all the progress and innovation.
This information is out there. Together we can unlock it.
So just stand up with us.
So that every cancer patient can become a survivor.
One night to save lives. Join the millions in the fight against cancer. Tune in Saturday, August 19th at 8, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. For more ways to watch, visit standuptocancer.org.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom. And when they come home,
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.
Show them their sacrifice hasn't been in vain. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program.
All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBOU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.